Mr. President. Big Chief.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
It's election day.
It's election day.
It's voting day.
It's voting day.
And you got a little bit of voice left.
I've just got a little. I just saved a little bit for Tom joining the show.
All right. Fire up.
I am fired up. I'm ready to go. And Tom, Sybil, and everybody, I just want to say thank you for, I know you guys have been talking about voting. You've been talking about how folks have to turn out, what's at stake, why it's so important. But today, the rubber hits the road.
That's right.
All the work we've been doing, not just for this campaign, but all the work we've been doing for the last 4 years to
give people
health care, and end the war in Iraq, and make sure that our veterans are cared for, and putting folks back to work, and expanding student aid to the kids who are going to college. All that stuff is at stake, and now people have the power, but they've got to take that power. So I'm hoping that everybody gets to their polling place, and if you need information about where to go, go to vote.barackobama.com. And I just want to thank all the supporters all across the country who we've been seeing, who've been working so hard to make this thing happen.
Well, it was 4 years ago you called on election day, and that worked. And 4 years ago you also played some basketball. We talked with Valerie Jarrett earlier. And are you at the
one of your rituals?
We're going to be hooping. we will. We don't do anything different. You know, I told we got to figure out exactly what I ate, what time I got my hair cut. We're just going to do the exact same stuff. Absolutely.
Except it won't be in Grand Park.
We're going to do it inside. We got too lucky last time.
Yeah.
It was 65 degrees outside in Chicago in November, and you know, Tom, that's not right.
So when you play today, are you shirts or skins?
The president's always shirt.
Okay.
That's how that works.
That's right. That's right, Mr. President.
By the way, I want to thank folks for some Girl Scout cookies that I got.
Oh,
that
great.
Got brought by the Oval Office. I just want to say thank you to y'all.
I know that you don't really eat nice. Sweets, but we did want you to have a little something.
It was very sweet. I appreciated that.
April Ryan conducted her interview with the president, and we purchased cookies from April's daughter, and she was kind enough to pass those along to the president, so we're glad you got them. So.
No, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice for you to call today, and the one last push to remind people what is at stake, as you have done, and we just wish that all of your rituals are in place and they go so that people can get to the polls and do the right thing today.
Well, like I said, everybody's worked so hard for so long to put us in a position where we can really make a difference in folks' lives. And I know the last 4 years have been tough, but I promise you they would have been tougher if it hadn't been for the work we did. And right now we're starting to see things pick up to be where they need to be. We got a long way to go, but if we can continue on the path we're on right now for the next 4 years, I truly believe that by the end of my presidency, we'll be able to look back and say that the community is stronger, more folks have work, incomes are higher, young people's education is better, health care is better, our image around the world is better. We will be in a better spot. But everything we've done could be reversed in a moment if we don't turn out to vote today. We've got the votes to win this thing. It's all going to depend on whether people turn out.
So, we go forward.
Okay, let's do it, guys, and I appreciate you guys so much.
I'll see you tonight.
See you tonight,
all right,
sir.
At McCormick Place.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Woo, I'm fired up.
Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Ready to vote.
Let's pull this show over. I got to go vote. Right.